And Mike and Mike Off-Air Podcast number 27. Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
You didn't think we would ever get to this many, because we were kind of tasked with doing these, I want to say a year or so ago. And I remember you knocked out one. I knocked out, I couldn't tell you how many. And it was like trying to... But yeah, it's okay. We could just talk about anything. Heck, with our sister station, Hits 104.9, they talked about Chuck E. Cheese. So they took a trip to Chuck E. Cheese. When do we talk about someplace where we could take a field trip?
Well, it's got to be better than Chuck E. Cheese. Animatronics there don't even work anymore, Mike.
And they took them all off the stage now.
I'm not going.
There's
going to
be like a big screen. And you'll see stuff on the screen, but as far as like the animatronics, gone.
Was the last song I remember them doing when I was there. You know, it's funny you would mention Chuck E. Cheese, because I was just talking about this with my daughter. When my kids were growing up, I mean, every fast food joint had like slides and everything.
McDonald's, I think, were the first ones that did it, but then they all started doing it to some degree.
And I admit, they're nowhere anymore, or hardly anywhere.
There's a reason for that, I found out. I don't know if this is
reason
why they were taken out.
I know exactly where you're going with this.
All right, let's see. What were you going
to say? I remember that a couple of times when my kids went down the slide, they got stuff on them that we didn't want on them from other kids that went down before them, whose parents didn't check their diapers very well, and
that and the balls that you would play in.
Yeah.
Apparently some children thought they were cats, and that was a litter box.
Oh.
And yeah, I know in Las Vegas in particular, when I lived there, there was one that everybody went to. And then it was shut down, had like the tape over it and everything, and then they removed it. And I asked one time, well, why did you get rid of it? And they told me.
So I guess that does happen, doesn't it? Well, it shouldn't happen in ball pits. Anyway, yeah, well, I was just thinking about that. Anyway.
So you and I were just talking about something before we got rolling.
Okay.
Before we get going with what I know you've got in mind for today.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks getting old.
Okie doke.
For a couple of reasons. One, we were just talking about, you and I have good distance vision. We don't need glasses for that.
You know you're preaching to the choir over here, right?
So we were just discussing, again, but this was literally the off-air podcast. It was off before we started the podcast, about how many pairs of readers we have and where we stash them in our vehicles, here at the station, somewhere at home. And how many do you have?
I have five.
Five. And where are they again?
They're in the places that I need to bump into them. I keep one in my backpack, which is effectively my briefcase. I've got one in the car because, you know, you get there and all of a sudden you got to read something. One by my chair, which my wife and I share a table between our two chairs.
Okay.
And there's one up in the caddy, the remote caddy. And I think that's the only places I remember having them. And I think my wife's got an extra just in case I lose any of those. God bless her. She's the one who buys them for me.
It's like Easter egg hunts.
Yes.
There's that other set you've got somewhere that you'll discover someday.
Well, I can't read anything anymore without them. And if it's not a 16 font,
at least
it's Braille. I mean, I can't see it.
Yeah, I've got one pair here at the station. I actually just got these from Best Buy. I paid a little bit more for them, but they've got the protective coating so that when you're staring at a monitor, as long as we do, it keeps your eyes from getting strained. So that was the non-cheap pair. I paid like $20 for those. But the other ones I have, I got like a case of them at Costco. So there's one in my car. There's one on my wife's SUV. There's one right next to the checkbook when I'm balancing that. And yes, I'm one of the few people I think who actually still has a checkbook. One in my nightstand. And checkbook. I think there's another pair. Again, Easter egg hunt. It's somewhere in the house.
That's right. You write checks sometimes.
Well, not only that, but just I still do the registry.
That I do. I have a digital version of that on my phone.
Mine is the old school pen and paper, and I put a little star next to the total amount when it matches what is also on the app on my phone, because I'll go to my bank's app,
when
I balance it. And if the two numbers are the same, hallelujah,
those
I put a little star
days
next to it in the registry.
Yeah, I remember it was about 10 years ago now, my wife, you know, we were talking about a bill. So should I write a check? And I said, do you need a loan? Hit it with your debit card. I mean, it took 2 days, 3 days back then for it to clear. And I just wanted it done.
There are some places of business. There's one that I won't mention that does some work for us once a month. They come out. And up until very recently, you could go online and make the payment that way, which is what I did because I paid for the check. I checked for the longest time. Then I saw you could make a digital payment online. They started charging for that service.
Nice.
So I refuse. Yeah. So I automatically now, since the only other option is either drive to their place of business and hand them a check or write a check and mail it to them, I have to send a check.
As soon as I got to, as soon as I discovered Apple Pay, bam, done and over. I literally do that virtually everywhere I
can.
Any
business that will accept that, yes. But there are some here in the South Valley that they're still old school.
I love my Winco, but got to use the tap card. It's that's fine though. That's not bad. All right. Well, hey, we did this once before. I'd like to do it again. Folks can get to know us a little bit better. A little bit of this or that.
Okay.
You sprung this on me months ago, I think.
And I've been stockpiling another round of it, too. So I'll make sure whatever this or that you do, I'll cross that off my list.
I'll pray I don't overlap.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
All right.
All right. So this is just general this or that. And I highlighted in dark mine the ones I would choose. Some I've got. Some I'm like, well, both, duh. But anyway, board games or video games?
Wow. Does card games count as a board game?
I'm going to say yes, only because of Uno and...
I will say that a slight edge to that, with the caveat being we have a Switch at the house. And there are some games with the Switch that are great family game night things to do. My son, my daughter love doing those. My wife and I, we have to be in a certain mood. But when we are, we love doing that with our kids.
We played a game recently. I hadn't seen this before. I think maybe it's a Switch. I don't know what the machine is. It's a small handheld device that we log on our phones.
Okay.
And we play this game. And it's a drawing game.
Okay.
You draw it and you guess, and I'm like, wow, this is how not a sorry game is this? I mean, we're not you know, it's not an old school, you know, Scrabble. This is this high tech and kind of fun. But anyway, yeah, I technically and almost always am a board game kind of guy too. That's me.
My wife and I, and again, talk about getting old. We play gin or gin rummy, and I forget. I know there's. The difference between the two, I forget which one is called gin when you hold all the cards, or if it's a gin rummy when you hold them, or you can lay some down and you can actually put cards on someone else's stack of three or four. And it's led to some tense moments between my wife and I. If I win three or four in a row, or if she wins three or four in a row, I don't play anymore. You're shuffling them wrong.
I never thought reason for the divorce. Freaking gin rummy? Really?
Take that to
get
the
out of here. Photos or videos?
Geez, you got some great ones. This is only two deep at this point. If I had to have either one or the other, I would go with photos. The interesting thing is, and I heard someone talk about this on one of our stations recently, I forget which one, it was maybe Hits 104.9, or maybe even us, maybe Jennifer Grant was talking about it, that when you take pictures, typically you're not in the moment of what's going on, or even videos for that matter, and you have a hard time remembering that event afterwards. For me, it's just the opposite. I'll forget things, and I'll go back, like the trip that we took to Walt Disney World years ago. And every once in a while... we've got Apple TV at home. I'm like, we can funnel all of our pictures and video through that. And I'll watch the video of that trip and I'll remember things about that trip. There's no way I would have remembered because that jogs my memory.
You know, when I was getting married to Colleen, I had a daughter. Then I had a daughter from a previous marriage, my beautiful eldest daughter. And we had a special father-daughter dance. And when you're on the spot at your wedding doing one of the functions, I was paying attention to what I was doing a little more than I was in the moment I discovered, because it was Daddy's Hands by Holly Dunn.
Oh, great song.
She sung the whole thing to me. Not out loud, but she mouthed the words. Okay. And I didn't know that till I saw the video.
See, because her head, the video, you wouldn't know.
Her head was all the way back here. And it was just so cute. Yeah, she had a beautiful, beautiful dress. First communion dress, so she looked like a little bride.
Aww.
I wanted her to be feel special there. All right. Well, anyway, you reminded me of that.
So how about you?
Oh,
video.
I highlighted both. But honestly, honestly, these days, videos, I'm enjoying that because I like to be able to get it's like when you're reading the Bible. I don't want to just know what the message is. I want the context.
Okay.
Set it up for me. Set the whole thing up for me. And there's no setup when you're watching a video. Those three guys did push him, did knock him down, and then all heck broke loose.
I do like, though, and I don't know when it changed with iPhones. I think you and I both have iPhones at this point.
Yep.
That when you take pictures, it takes a video with it. It's only like 5 seconds long.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is, as you take that picture and you capture the video, maybe the moment that you captured wasn't great, but you can pick another frame within that five-second video, and maybe there's one in there that was ideal.
That is pretty cool. High tech, high tech. Take a friend on your family vacation or join a friend on their family vacation.
Take a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's – I have a tendency to be a bit of a control freak with certain things. And if someone is on my vacation – they kind of got to go along with my flow. If you go on someone else's vacation, they're calling the shots. You can kind of inject some things here and there, but it's their vacation. You're the tag along.
Yeah, there's no escape route either. You're like, okay, here I am. Hey, we're at, where are we again? Okay.
I'll pretend I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I am. Group hangout or...
Well, wait, you didn't answer that one.
I didn't. What was I doing? Hold on. Okay, yeah, take a friend.
Okay.
For all of the same reasons. Gotcha. Literally, I'm a well-known control freak, and don't mess up my Disneyland adventure. Follow along or go get French
fries. Now, once you get there.
Or go get French fries.
If the friend wants to say, listen, I'm going to go off and do something, or if you're tagging along on someone else's Disney trip, say, hey, why don't you guys do what you're going to do? We'll meet up for lunch. We'll meet up for lunch and pick a place. That way you can kind of be together but spend a little time apart.
Sixth grade was the age I was, and my brother was in fifth grade when we were finally old enough when we went to Disneyland.
Please don't tell my daughter that, because she's in sixth grade now.
To do that, and we would, but it was,
that was a long time ago.
Very rigorous understandings. Okay, we're going, look at your watch, it's 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, you're going to be back here, not on your way back here. Not detained by the local Disneyland police. On your way back, you're going to be here. And we proved that we could do it, and so that we were allowed to do it. Of course, they didn't know that we would jump on the overhead, what was that, the overhead cable cars?
Oh, yeah.
With packets of ketchup in our hand. Aiming straight down. And
so you're the reason they shut it down.
We thought we were so, so sly. That ended the day it started because, and I'm glad this happened as a parent now, because honest to God, Michael, we were doing it, and the gentleman who I nicked with it, he, and this is a long follow, if you know Disneyland, followed us all the way back to Fantasyland and came up there. He didn't beat the crap out of me, but he looked at me and he made it very clear. He explained to me very clearly and loudly what a bad idea that was, and I apologized profusely and never did it again.
Now again, you're the reason why they had to take that away from Disneyland. I think it's still, as long as it sticks around, I think it's still at Great America in Santa Clara, although that park's days are numbered because I want to say there was a development group that brought that property. Because that's right where the San Francisco 49ers play, and they're going to develop that into commercial and residential real estate. So that park's going bye-bye. I believe that has that, and the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk has one.
Those are fun, though. I mean, beyond the silliness of what I was talking about, that was always cool. That was a great perspective of the park, just like the monorail was, getting up high and checking it all out. French fries or onion rings?
French fries.
Straight up.
Although, again, there are some places in Paso Robles where my mom lives. Place called Good Old Burger. Their onion ring, there's this huge thick glass that separates the grill area from you, and you can actually watch them make the onion rings fresh right there, deep fried in the batter, frying, splatter everywhere, and then you get it. Their onion rings are incredible. I think of onion rings more of a fast food delicacy. Yeah. And French fries are just something you get along with your meal.
Yeah. I'll have onion rings once in a blue. It's like, well, you know, it's my 40th time. I'm going to get some onion rings.
Yeah,
this
you
time.
Mix it up a little bit.
But there's no way. I mean, there are some restaurants. If we're at, oh my God, my brain just froze. At the Visalia Mall, the standalone hamburger restaurant there, Red Robin. If we're going to Red Robin, my kids laugh because I tell any waitress that comes to the table the same thing every time. There's absolutely no way to bring too many French fries to this table, which the waitress or waiter understands immediately. I've just connected you to how to get 20%, and it works every time.
We've been to Red Robin once as a family. I don't know if we got a new server or a server that just didn't care. Maybe it was their last day on the job. But we didn't get any refills on the fries. And I'm one of those people that I will not ask when it's supposed to be for free. You go to Olive Garden and you're supposed to get unlimited breadsticks.
That's right.
I will empty the basket and put it right there on the edge of the table.
Like,
and almost like point to it as I'm talking to the waitress, and as if to say, yeah, you can.
You're Blake Shelton on The Voice with the pointing.
Exactly. But I won't actually come out and say, and could we have some more breadsticks? That is their job to know what is a free refill and what isn't. Same thing with drinks. And if you have a free refill on your soda, you shouldn't have to ask.
Those are some good French fries. They really, really are. You too. Share food or don't share food?
I have to say share because I'll reach.
Yeah. Colin and I are almost ridiculous food sharers. Can I have? I'm asking while I'm getting it. I still don't have permission, and it's on my fork already.
Now, in that same vein, I don't know how often you go to like a Chinese restaurant, but for me, that's always been a you have to share thing where everything is put in the middle of the table and you have a little bit of the fried rice. You have a little bit of the egg foo young. You have a little bit of the broccoli beef and you leave some for everybody else. But I know there are some people who when they go there, they order their broccoli beef. That's their broccoli beef. Don't you touch their broccoli beef.
Straight up. And I have a daughter who is so OCD. If I touch any of her food, she'll just throw it out. You killed all of it. And some people are just that way. I get it. PayPal or Venmo?
This is another thing that we're kind of talking about before we got things rolling. I'm really not a fan of either, honestly. I'm like old school when it comes to having money. I'll use the debit card because that commercial that came out a while back where it made us feel like a-holes for using cash going somewhere because everyone was so quick in just tapping the card and putting in their PIN, tapping your card, putting in your PIN. And then there's that one person who, hold on.
Why are you slowing the line down?
It's like the one person who was the last person to stop paying with a check at the grocery store, which I swear was my mom, but that's another subject for another day. And then you take out your wallet. How much was it again? And they're going and they're getting the money. And how much change? And they're reaching in their pocket.
Honey, do you have a quarter?
And you're asking up and down the line. God, here's
never
a 50.
Gonna leave.
Just get this line moving.
I'll buy your groceries.
So I don't want to be that guy, but I haven't quite gotten into the digital payment thing. Now, where I used to have my hair cut for the longest time, she always encouraged, if not required,
a lot of them
payment
do
that way.
A lot of them do.
I'm sorry, I'm going to be that one customer who still pays cash.
Actually,
here you go.
Actually, the one I use isn't on that choice. Though I do use Venmo actually for my bug guy.
Uh-huh.
He gets his money that way. The one I use Zelle for everything.
Okay.
And I have found that a lot of my wife's haircut lady does that. She the kids all like the Cash App. Cash App, it's called.
Is that, okay,
same thing. You can get it immediately, and it costs $3.
See?
Or it takes a couple. That's why I don't use it. Or because Zelle's immediately. And it's bank operated. So okay. I like the and it's bank operated the most.
Yeah, Apple Pay is the one that I've done in a pinch, and I have that. And again, because I have Apple everything, so that makes the most sense for me. But again, it's old school, but cash is king.
Here's one, and my kids know the answer to this one for me. Plans or surprises?
Let me guess.
You know me well.
Now, let me flip it on you, though, as far as do you like with other people to surprise them with things, like a trip somewhere, or do you like them knowing ahead of time, this is what we're going to do, this is the itinerary, I planned out everything, look at it ahead of time, because I want you to make sure you know what's what well in advance.
It depends on the person.
Okay.
People either like especially surprise parties, people either like them or they don't. Please God, no. I'll turn around and go the other way. You guys have a party, I'm going to In-N-Out. See you later. I don't like those at all, not at all. But if I know the person who we're all planning the party for thinks it's wonderful, I'm in. And I'll shut up and wait for their, hey, surprise!
Yeah, that aspect of the surprise I'm not a fan of. I've had one surprise party thrown for me in my life. I think it was like my 35th birthday party. It just so happened we were back in Chicago at the time, and my mom, my dad, and I think, was my wife involved with it at the time? I think we were dating at the time. And so they all kind of helped make it happen. And I remember pulling up to the restaurant, and I just had a feeling. And I looked inside. I'm like, I know about half the people in there.
Everybody I know.
So that wasn't so bad, because I was braced for it a little bit. And my wife, again, fiance, or maybe we were just dating at the time, did kind of spill the beans because she knew how I was about that sort of thing. So, yeah, I guess, all things being equal, probably not a big fan of those type of surprises either. Because my fear is I'm not going to react the way that everyone would want me to, and I'm going to disappoint them in my reaction. Oh, look, he's not even surprised. Oh, look, he doesn't seem to be that. So I would like to know, that way I could practice my, I had no idea reaction.
I just don't like it. I just don't like it. I'm going to do some dirty this or that. Don't roll your eyes.
Okay.
Wash dishes immediately or wait until the sink is full?
Immediately.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't always subscribe to that want, because I'm going to hijack this little conversation again. I am one that when I used to live by myself and I learned this trick, if you are feeling lazy in the moment, do something that requires you to have to deal with that before the end of the day. So if I was doing laundry, I didn't feel like folding everything, I would put everything on the bed, knowing before I went to sleep that night, I was going to have to deal with it.
Got it.
So there are times I play this little game with myself. Am I want to get everything done right now, Mike? Or am I just want to sit down on the couch and veg, Mike? And if that Mike is the one in control, I will do something to force me to make sure I deal with those dishes before the end of the night. Because I hate coming home, especially after work, and seeing dishes in the sink.
I don't like it either.
And I'm a contributing factor to that, so I got to make sure whatever ones I'm responsible for are taken care of. And then on occasion, I will do everybody else's, but I will point out, hey, I'm doing everybody's dishes. Turnabout's fair play. So tomorrow, I expect these to be done for everybody else, looking at my wife or my daughter.
Well, for us, and I think it's for most people, the disposal is on one side. That's the cleaning sink. And I don't want anything in there, because I want to clean mine immediately. I want to be done, and that's me. I just want to be done. And if there's stuff, like a whole bunch of junk in that sink, it really frustrates me, because all I'm doing is making your dishes worse cleaning into them, and it's cumbersome, and you can't always get everything in there. So I hate it when the sink is full. I want people to wash them immediately, put them in the drying rack, or stick them in the dishwasher.
Let me ask you something about that, because my wife and I disagree on which side of the sink you should actually fill up with water and do the dishes when you have a lot. A lot of times, if it's like a small load, there's enough stuff that goes in the dishwasher, and we can just wash with a little bit of water without filling up the sink and a sponge and kind of wash individually. But if there's so much, we actually have to fill up one side or the other with water. Which side do you fill up? The side with the garbage disposal or the other side?
The side with, because God only knows what's going in there. And my wife somehow manages to make what's down in the disposal every third day look like what's in the grass catcher in my lawnmower. And I end up going in there with a screwdriver and curse words to get it all free. So, yeah, I want a fighting chance because the disposal's there.
That is my thinking as well. And the way our sink is set up is the little dispenser that dispenses the soap is on the same side with the garbage disposal. So it makes more sense if you fill up that side. My wife, for the longest time, until she actually had to look it up online, thought that that dispenser was just for hand soap when you wash your hands. I'm like, no, this is not a bathroom at Macy's.
Yeah.
This is a sink to be used. That's where the dishwashing soap goes. So she found out that actually is the case, but she still fills up the other side. I told her if you just fill up this side, after you're done with the dishes, you check with your hand, make sure there's no little things that you missed. And then as the water is going down, you turn on the garbage disposal. And if there's any little bits of food that washed off the plates, they go down the garbage disposal.
I agree wholeheartedly.
When my wife hears this podcast, she will have another argument with me. But at least there's two of us that agree, and, well, she doesn't.
She won't care for both of us.
Guess not.
A hack that I do, too, just reminded me of. I didn't make it up, obviously. But if things get weird and in there, I will like – squeeze a whole bunch of Dawn dishwashing liquid in there.
Squeeze.
Hot water on hard, and then turn the disposal on, and that will blow most of it out. It lubricates it and disinfects at the same time well enough, and then it doesn't smell like a trash can in there anymore.
Now, everywhere I've read says that you're only supposed to use cold water down the disposal, but I've never read anywhere why that is.
I didn't know that, so I'm learning right now.
Yeah, and there's another conversation my wife and I had once, and again, she looked it up, and sure enough, every site that she went to said you should only use cold water down the disposal. Why? I'm not sure. If there's a plumber in the house, let us know at some point.
All right, hand soap or hand sanitizer?
Probably hand soap, because I've read something during the whole COVID thing that because you're actually getting – as long as you do it right – you're cleaning your hands better with soap than you are with sanitizer.
I agree, and I'm going to – same thing, only different. Bar soap or body wash?
Probably body wash only because it – there's more moisturizers in it. Typically, soap is really harsh, like a bar of soap, depending on what's in it. But for me, I can actually – since it's a liquid, I can get it in more places than I can a bar of soap.
Back to the old school with me. Okay. I've been using Irish Spring for 4,000 years, and I'll use it for 4,000 more. I like the fact that you can get like 4 bars of soap for like no money at all.
Uh-huh.
It's cheap as dirt. It works fine. I don't have any – I don't have reactive skin.
Okay.
None of my girls can do that because they're allergic to air. And so, no, that's never going to happen. And my wife likes body wash too. I think most ladies do. So I'm not going to. I've learned a long time ago not to fight her on her her health and beauty aids.
Yeah,
if she likes it, good enough for me.
For me, I've got that plastic. It's not a loofah, but it's kind of like a mock loofah. That is, it's like the plastic mesh, and it's all wrapped together. So it would be difficult if I had a bar of soap because I would have to take the bar of soap and scrub it on that and wash my body with it as opposed to the liquid soap. You just kind of put it on that and then scrub everywhere.
Well, then lastly, showers or baths?
Oh, geez, showers. Yeah. I mean, I love the idea of a bath every once in a while. When you're not feeling well, the 2 and 3 times that I've had COVID, at least one day each round of that, I would take a hot bath because it just feels so good. Just kind of soak in there for a while, but eventually you got to get out.
Yeah. That's what that's what the jacuzzi at the gym is for.
Yeah.
And I just choose not to think of who was in there before me, but and have faith in chemical science. But I'm a shower guy. I want to be 100% clean.
And that's the other thing is as you are washing yourself, I mean, I can't imagine taking a bath for the purposes of getting clean because you're taking a bath and then you're soaking yourself in everything. The liquid that just came off your body. Mm. With the shower, it's hitting you, hitting the floor, and then going down the drain.
Yep, sounds good to me. Well, I hope our listeners got to know us a little bit better on this one.
Better or worse.
And next time, my friend, the ball's in your corner.
We'll see what happens.